Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I played high school basketball. I went out for the team in college, and I still love to play basketball. And
she can hoop it up.
Susie. I bet she can.
Susie, like you, I'm quite competitive. And so it's fun that, you know, Greg and I will get out there with, 10 other parents, and it's just a great way to connect with him. But he still, even on that court, treats me differently than he treats his dad.
As he should, right?
And yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I feel like that is a lesson that we can give them. But in the same breath, I still need to be willing to step out of my comfort zone because I'm different than Garrison. I'm different in how I communicate. I'm different in what he's experiencing. I'd never experienced those things. And so it's important, though, for me to be willing to step out and, you know, do get down and dirty with,
That's
you
right.
know, playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we climbed Pike's Peak together last summer, and it was
excellent.
Awesome. And the kid, I think I've said this on the show before, he waited for me at the top.
That's right.
To summit because he knew that's what a man did.
Amen.
He knew that he should support me in coming up and over the ledge.
Love
and
that.
I love that.
You know, Greg, that's so fantastic, Aaron. I was thinking when the boys, all three boys, finally had their license, Kev said to them in my presence, he said, okay, sons, you've all got your license. As long as you live under this roof, mom should never have to pump her own gas again. And
there
and just
you go.
And they all stood up a little. They loved that. I mean, something was called out of them in that. And, I, you know, none of them, you know, slunched over and, you know, they all just stood up a little straighter. Like, he called greatness out of them. And maybe speak to that whole idea, because guys have to know that they can make it, don't they?
They really do. I mean, I think one of the core things that a teen boy needs when he leaves our home is he needs to know that he has what it takes to be successful.
Hmm.
I mean, that is a core need, very different than daughters. I think I love that quote that says that a father should be his daughter's first love and his son's first hero.
And
I think that my girls need to know that they are deeply, deeply loved, valued, pursued by me. But Garrison needs to know that I love, you know, you think about, what's the verse in Matthew 3:17, where it says, a voice from the heaven said, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. And just think about it. I mean, that's God. You have to go, why would God do that? I mean, why would he take the time to do that to his son? And I'm telling you, that our sons need to know that their daddy is well pleased, and thus that they have that confidence. They need a humble confidence, but they need a confidence to know that they have what it takes to be successful. And that's why, for, you know, a lot of what Garrison and I will do together, like I teach him all these things. You know, here's how you shovel, you know, the driveway correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
mm-hmm.
how you do this. Here's how you do that. And it's not that we don't teach our daughters that. We need to. I mean, I've taught my girls how to change a tire and those kinds of things. But I'm telling you that boy of yours needs to know that he has what it takes. And I will challenge his sisters, like especially Murphy, and I will tell her, take the time to tell your brother, look him in the eyes and says, you know what, Garrison, you are adequate enough. You are good enough. You measure up.
Mm,
you have
so
what it takes. I mean, to say that, speak that into
from a sister, no
life.
Less. Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah. I mean, he needs that message and to have that confidence. And I think that makes all the difference.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.